I come before you this morning, as always, giving all honor and praise to Almighty God, who is certainly the head of my life. Recognizing my pulpit associates, Minister Riley in his absence, Brother Dyke Millen, my lovely wife, beautiful, beautiful church family. It's an honor, a privilege, and as always, an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and confess the word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, for someone needs a word.
Yes.
Speak, Lord, for someone needs a touch.
Yes.
Speak, Lord, for someone need a comforting in their spirit,
yes.
Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Speak, Lord, for your servant listens. Speak, Lord, for I know that there's nothing that I can say that is worth anything until you come. Speak,
yes,
Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way in this earthen vessel, Lord, that is nothing more than a clay pot.
Jesus.
But fill me right now,
yes,
Lord, and refill me, Lord, with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
So that I can speak with power.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way,
Lord, as I submit to you, as I come to you empty.
Mm-hmm.
Fill me to overflow. Use me.
Oh, yes.
Any way that you see fit. Do with me what you wish, Lord. Have your way in this vessel.
Yes.
But speak a word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This morning you heard read from 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, which was the Sunday school lesson. But I will actually be coming from the Old Testament. I think God has shown me the connection that's there.
Yes.
Amen.
So if you would, turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. 1 Samuel, 17th chapter. And I'm going to suggest that you read that whole chapter sometime during the week. The whole chapter is a good chapter. I'll cover some of it. You need to read it all. I will be starting with the 8th verse. And I'm reading out of the New King James Version. It says, "Then he stood and cried out to the armies of Israel and said to them, 'Why have you come out to line up for a battle? Am I not a Philistine, and you the servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be his servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us.'
Mm-hmm.
And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all of Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. They were dismayed and greatly afraid. This morning I want to suggest a question to you, and hopefully through this we will answer the question. But the question is, do you know how to handle the giants in your life? Do you know how to handle the giants in your life? Some of you may not even know what a giant in your life is. Some of us do. But a giant in your life is when the doctor's report is not exactly what you wanted to hear. A giant in your life is when your child goes in a direction that you never expected. A giant in your life is when your money is gone, but you still got some bills left.
Come on.
A giant in your life is it's when something goes wrong in your life that disturbs your normal. Let me say that again. When something goes wrong in your life that disturbs your normal. I started to use the term that was disturbs your peace, but I realized peace is such a rare thing that people don't really find peace. I just realized that when it destroys our normal.
Yes.
Most of us normal, we expect little bumps and so our normal, but when you go way up and disturb our normal, then that's a giant in our life. As someone said this morning in Sunday school, and all of the studies here have been tying together beautifully the way that the Lord is doing things. We talked about this past Thursday, I believe, of the theology of resting in the Lord. And same concept when you're talking about facing a giant. It's all about resting in the Lord. And we talked about Jesus and his disciples on Thursday, and you all know the scripture that goes, "Why are you fearful, ye of little faith?" His disciples, these are the people that's walking with Jesus. They're walking with Jesus, but as soon as trouble
come on now.
They're ready to go the other way and say, why don't you care, Lord? Why are you leaving us?
Yes.
And we talked about what God should expect from us in situations. He said, if you truly mind disciples, when your life goes off kilter a bit and you have trouble, you are truly my disciple, then you'll be a witness.
Yes. Come on now. Yes.
For me.
Yes.
You won't always be concerned with, is he asleep? Did he not hear my cry?
All right.
We're getting our pity parties, and all we can see nothing but the giant that's headed our way. Whatever that problem is, and sometimes when some of us look at problems, we create these giants in our life. The problem is really not that big. And don't think I'm trying to belittle anybody's problem, because some are real giants. But if it appears as a giant to you,
come on.
Then it's a giant in your life.
All right.
And sometimes you can't even see anything else because the giant is right there in your face, blocking your light. But just think, though.
Think about it.
What we could do, what we could produce, if we could just make God so utterly happy if we could just rest in Him when we go through a trial, that we could be a witness to this world that although I'm going through something, I'm still holding on to God's unchanging hand. I'm a witness. What a witness you could be to the world. See, thing is, when you got Jesus in the boat, you don't even have to worry about it staying afloat, is it?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now this morning in Sunday school, Paul was showing what he could do, what he could be through the power of God. And
power of God.
Wow.
He always stood firm to face the giants in his life. And Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:8, we are troubled on every side.
Every side.
Yet not distressed.
Come on now.
We are perplexed.
Perplexed.
Quite see my way.
Yes.
Don't know how, but not in despair. I can't see how I'm going to get out of this, but I know, but God.
But God.
Persecuted, but not forsaken. The world might be putting you down, but God has not given up on you yet.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
God. You might be cast down.
Yeah,
come on, preach on.
But not destroyed.
Yeah.
He knocked me down, but I bounced right back up like the little Joe Louis doll thing.
Yeah.
The enemies will knock him down, they come right back up at you.
Thank you, Father.
Cast down, but not destroyed.
Not destroyed.
Do you know how to handle the giants in your life? Well, I'm going to offer this morning. Three steps.
All right.
That's the number everybody likes. Three, because that's simple enough to remember. Three steps to take when confronting a giant in your life. Y'all better stick with me this morning, guy. I might run on this.
That's all right.
Handling the giants in your life. Number one, you need to confront your oppositions to faith. Confront your oppositions to faith. And God showed me an acronym. I read it. I realized that the three things that He was showing me that in confronting your faith was just perfect. It spells out the word foe. Right. F-O-E. So if you confront your foe, and this is your foe to faith, it tries to keep you from getting to faith. So confront these oppositions. Listen to me. The F in the word is facts. Y'all make sure you hear me now. Because facts get in the way. See, when God is trying to work a miracle in your life, when God is trying to do something in your life, facts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
get in the way.
Yes, I do.
You see here, when over here where David was about to face Goliath. Yeah. See, these are the facts.
Yeah.
This 1 Samuel 17:4 said, and there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines, and his name was Goliath, and of Gath. His height was 6 cubits and a span. My research tip, that's anywhere from 8 feet 5 to 9 feet 9. He was a giant of a man. That's a fact. And he had on a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and that means that they were rods, a little rings, that iron rings. So I think my research said that even his coat weighed 125 pounds. So he had on a heavy coat. So he had to be quite a man to even handle his own armor. Mm. That's a fact.
Yeah.
The weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs and a target of brass between his shoulders. That was his javelin that he had back there that was huge as well. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron. And he had one bearing a shield coming before him. Those are facts. You can't deny those. These are facts. When the doctor tells you, I look in and I saw something and it looked like it might have been cancer and it don't look that good, that's a fact.
All right.
So don't try to deny the facts, but just realize that I serve a God that's bigger than facts. If I can get the facts out of my way and lean on my faith, then good God Almighty. But facts will mess you up. Then there's the O, which is opinions. Opinions. See, 1 Samuel 17:33 says that, and Saul said to David, King Saul, he said to David, thou art not able,
you ain't able
to go against this Philistine. That's my opinion. You can't go against him and fight him. For thou art a youth. And he is a man of war from his youth. In other words, he's been fighting longer than you've been around, and he's twice your size, and he got heavy armor, and he got a javelin, and he got a sword, and it's just my opinion. You can't do it. There's no way that you can stand up against this giant of a man. And I'm the king, and I just want to express to you my opinion. You ever had anybody say that?
I'm just saying.
And they usually get sophisticated in my opinion. Because I'm somebody. My opinion is. Well, your opinion is all right, and that's good, but my faith is stronger than your opinion.
Okay. All right. My faith is strong.
Thank you, Lord. And then there's the E. The E is emotions. emotions are getting in your way. 1 Samuel 17:28 saying, Eliab, his eldest brother, that's David's brother, heard when he spake unto the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David, bringing your little self up. They should have left you at home in the first place. You making me angry coming. I know what you were. Yes. He said, why camest thou down hither? And whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness with? I know thy pride, David. The naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that they might see it the battle. You just came down here being nosy. Raised my anger up, upset me, got me all emotional out here. You see, emotions are good and God gave them to him, but your emotions can get in the way of your faith. When the doctor says something, you say, oh Lord, oh, my heart is hurt. But your emotions can get in the way of your faith. So you have to confront the foe in your life. F-O-E, confront him. The opposition to your face, confront the foe in your life. Hallelujah.
All right now.
And once you faced your foe, then don't put any of your faith in worldly things. Put all your faith in Almighty God. See, 1 Samuel 17:38 said, then Saul armed David with armor. Earthly armor. And he put a helmet of brass upon his head, and he armed him with a coat of mail. Same old thing that Goliath had on. He put a coat of mail on him, and David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go in. But he had not proved it.
Come on now.
David says, this is armor I don't know, but God I know.
Come on.
David turned to the king, and I can imagine, because it's a little squinty, that I can imagine with all this heavy stuff on it, he can't hardly move, but he turned to the king and he said, I cannot go with these. He said, because I haven't proved them. I don't know what I can do. I don't even know if I can run in these things. I don't know if I can move. I got all this. I don't know. I have not had time to practice with them.
All right.
Hallelujah. And David took him off.
Took it off.
Can't go like this. So after you have met your oppositions to your faith, then number two, you need to demonstrate your trust in God.
Yes, thank you for that.
All right now.
Here we were talking about what you really believe about God, and how you show what you believe, what you expect from God, and what should God expect from me? Do you trust God? Show it. Without studying, I read, because somebody had written three levels of faith, and I like the way they said it. They said that first level is when you say, I know that the Lord can do this.
That he can do it.
Whatever it is. And then the second level said, I know that God will do this.
I know that God will.
So make sure you're hearing the voice of God and not just hearing what you want to hear, but then sit down. I know that God will do it. And then the highest level said, it's already done.
Already done.
See, God will guide you. If you're thinking wrong, God will get your thoughts right. But
yes,
when God drops it in your spirit that is already done, he said, all you got to do is rest right here. Just stop worrying about it. God about it. That highest level. See, worry reveals that you're really not trusting the Lord. If you're so concerned with it, and that don't get your outcome so far out front that here's how God's going to work it out. All you need to know is that God's going to work it out.
Yes. Work it out.
Thank you, Lord.
Work it out.
He knows better than you do, but what we ought to have, how it ought to come out. Good gracious, somebody. So demonstrate your trust in God. Mm-hmm. Trust in God means looking beyond what we can see and seeing what God sees.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 17:25 says, have you seen the giant? That's what it means. So have you seen the giant? 26, David asked, David said, who is this pagan Philistine anyway? He's big today. Who is this pagan Philistine that he's allowed to defy the armies of the living God? Who is it that's so big and bold and think they're so bad that they can go up against my God?
Yes, who is it? No.
Who is this pagan Philistine? Hallelujah. You drop down there to 34. But David persisted. Uh-huh. He said, I've been taking care of my father's sheep and goats.
Oh, he done kills me.
And when a lion or a bear comes to steal a lamb from the flock, he said, I go after it with a club. You're a bad man. He's a bad man. He goes, a bear and a lion with a club. And I rescue the lamb from its mouth. If the animal turns on me, I catch it by the jaw and club it to death. Bad little boy. David said, I've done this to both lions and bears.
Come on now.
And I do it to this pagan Philistine too.
Yes.
For he has defied the armies of the living God. He's going up against my God, and my God is bigger than any giant that this life can bring. My God.
My God. Yes.
Hallelujah. David said, the Lord who rescued me from the claws of the lion and the bear, he will rescue me from the Philistine. David said, I'm no fool. I'm not going up against Goliath by myself. I'm going because God's carrying me, and as long as I keep my hand in the master's hand.
My boast and brag is in
God. He talks so much and so bad, Saul finally considered. King Saul said, all right, go ahead, he said, and may the Lord, your Lord, be with you. Hallelujah. See, the God that we serve can go with you through whatever your situation.
God, we serve.
the one we serve can go with you through all of your circumstances, no matter what your circumstances may look like, no matter how bad they are and how much they cover you up and how much darkness you're in that you can't see your way.
That's all right. But God.
But God. He can deliver you from this giant that confronts you.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Thank you.
Anybody got a giant in the
come on.
He will be with you.
I'll be with you.
So after you confronted your oppositions to faith, hallelujah, and you've demonstrated your trust in God by your walk, then you need to face the giants in your life. And when you face them with confidence. Face them knowing that God has already looked out ahead. God knows my path. God knows what I got to go through. He's already worked it out. All I got to do is hold on to his hand and just walk. Not concerned with the facts. Not concerned with your opinion. I got my emotions under control. I'm trusting in God. Now I'm ready to face my giants. I'm going to finish this story. I'm going to sit down. Y'all get the gist. First Samuel 17:40 says, so he picked up five smooth stones from a stream and he put them in his shepherd's bag because he was a sheep herder. He was no warrior. He was a sheep herder. So he picked up five smooth stones and he put them in his shepherd's bag and then armed only with his shepherd's staff. A stick. And a sling. He started across the valley to fight the Philistine.
Come on now.
And Goliath walked out toward David.
Hey, that's the guy.
Remember the facts. He was a big man.
Yes, a big man.
Scared all the Israelites away. The whole army was running, but they sent this little shepherd boy. He walked out toward David with his shield buried ahead of him. Sneering. In contempt at this ruddy-faced boy. He said to him, am I a dog, he roared at David, that you come at me with a stick? And he cursed David by the names of his gods. And he said, come over here and I'll give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals.
All right, then.
That's what Goliath is.
Yeah.
David replied, and I say in a small voice, he said, you come to me
all right, then.
With sword and spear and javelin.
Come on.
But I come to you in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
The problems in your life, they come at you big and they think that they got something with them, but you say, I serve a God. No matter how big it looks, no matter how ugly it is, I serve a God that's got all power in his hand. The God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied.
Come on now.
David said, today the Lord will conquer you.
Yes, sir. All right.
And I will kill you.
I will kill you. Yes,
to the problems in your life. Took a giant in your life. I'm going to defeat you. I don't care how big and bad you might look, but because I serve a God, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to defeat you.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. And everyone assembled here will know that the Lord rescues his people.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Thank you,
Lord.
But not with the sword or with a spear. This is the Lord's battle, and he will give you to us. Nazgul Live, move closer to attack. David took the office.
Yes, sir.
It's a big, bad giant coming.
Yes.
But David took the office. My Bible says he quickly ran out to meet him. He faced his giant. He attacked his giant. And Goliath moved closer to attack. Hallelujah. But reaching into his shepherd's bag and taking out a stone. One smooth stone. He wrapped it around in his sling and he let it fly and it hit the life in the forehead. Now, how many of you know that that little stone wouldn't have knocked Goliath down if it had not been driven by the mighty hand of God Almighty? First of all, he probably would have missed him with the first one. That's why he had fire. But when you serve in God, and he wrapped it around and it hit him in the forehead, and my Bible tells me that he fell.
Hallelujah.
And I had too, because he won't dead. But I figure all of that weight he had on him, all of that armor, it would have made it a little bit hard to get back up.
Yes, sir. Come on now.
Hallelujah. Yes. The Bible says the stone sank in and Goliath stumbled and fell face down on the ground.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
So David triumphed over the Philistine with only a sling and a stone.
Yes.
For he had no sword.
No sword.
All he had was God Almighty.
Yes, sir. That's all that matters.
And David ran over and pulled Goliath's sword from his sheath.
Yes.
And used his own sword.
Yes.
To defeat him.
Yes.
The giants in your life.
Yes.
Don't stand a chance.
Yes.
If you just hold on to God's unchanging hand, knowing that God is bigger than any giant you can face.
Yes.
Do you know how to handle the giants in your life?
All right.
Do you know how to handle the giants in your life?
Oh, you just help us. Yes, sir.
Call on the Lord.
Yes.
Trust in the Lord.
Yes.
And know that God has already worked it out.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
He's already worked it out.
Yes.
Don't be afraid. So walk on. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
No giant can stand against God.
None.
Let us pray. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Lord, for a mighty word. Thank you, Lord, for the encouraging word. Thank you, Lord, for somebody needs this word.
Yes, sir.
Somebody is facing a giant. And up to now, they didn't know how they would fight him. They were like the Israeli army.
Yes.
They were afraid. But thank you for this word, Lord, that we can go and face the giants in our life.
Yes.
With confidence and no fear.
Yes.
Oh Lord, we thank you. We trust you.
Yes.
We love you.
Yes, sir.
It's in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.